We want to continue a conversation that we're having this week about poverty. Certainly, we're at a point where 1 in 7 Americans are now living in poverty, and that has a lot of people questioning the nature of poverty. It's a question we explored yesterday in a conversation about whether a culture of poverty actually exists in America.
But it was the sociologists who were talking yesterday.
Exactly. Yeah. They were saying, you know, that there's something to be said or something to be studied in terms of what brings people into poverty and what may or may not keep them there. And that got a lot of our listeners talking. Some said flatly that it's pretty much the structure of our government that's to blame.
This is Dana from South Wellfleet, Mass. Well, I'm sure there are many reasons, but I think one of the major reasons in our society is price manipulation and laws that favor the rich and laws that favor class disparities.
This is David in North Miami Beach. Americans are in poverty more from what they're born into because America is now less socially mobile than Britain because we don't have public education or medicine.
I'd agree about the mobility question. I don't know if public education and public medicine would be the causes of that, but certainly the fluidity with which Americans moved from class to class a generation ago is not the case today.
Well, and you certainly cannot take education and the access to health care out of the equation if you're measuring the causes of long-term poverty. But we also heard from Rick, who said, you know, this is a different, also, he says it's a different thing from the United States, but for a different reason.
This is Rick Morris in Nashville, Tennessee. I think that most of the poverty in the world is the type of poverty that people are born into. However, in the United States, most of the poverty that we see on a daily basis, we can change if we just take the time and effort to do.
Which is certainly the case. The Great Recession has knocked a lot of people into poverty who've never been there before. Jessica from Rhode Island emails us. It's not up to government to fix everything. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps, just like everyone else has had to in the past. The resources are out there if you truly want them. Keep the conversation going.
It's interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep the conversation going. Let us know what you think. Go to thetakeaway.org and weigh in there, or you can give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.